Hello, it's Beth Ferrister, and welcome to my podcast, The Art of Real Estate. This podcast will dive into my everyday life. After 40 years in this industry, I've been introduced to so many different people, places, and new adventures. Follow along to hear the stories, learn a few things, and have a good laugh in these short episodes with me and my friends. Everybody, today I'm interviewing a very special person to me, and very special person, especially on Mother's Day. This is my number one daughter, my first child born when I was still a baby myself, and she's grown up. Believe it or not, yeah, she's really grown up. She's the mother of two, one who graduated this year from Belmont College in Nashville, and the other will graduate next year from where?
Texas A&M.
Yes. So one stayed in Texas, one went back to Tennessee, which is where Shannon, and this is my daughter Shannon, by the way, this is where Shannon was born in Knoxville when her father and I were going to the University of Tennessee.
They were 19.
19 when she was born. That's right. That's funny, Shannon. I tell everybody I was 10. You've just cost me 9 years.
But they were okay. 19.
We were nine. Mm-hmm. And anyway, so we were in school and we decided we would get secretly married a year before. And I think if you look at mine and Bob's, her father's podcast we did a few months ago, you can find out all that story. But anyway, so we're going to keep it a secret. But then 13 months later, Shannon came into the scene and was such a blessing. And my mother loved her. We lived in the other side of the house with my mother. And you tell us, do you have any good stories about Gago, your grandmother,
Gago. My mother? Yeah, she was awesome. She had cancer in her 30s and only had one leg. She was an amputee, but she was amazing, and she could fly around on her crutches. Mm-hmm. And we would go to her house, and my sister and I would tease her and make videos of her house, and she would just laugh her head off, thinking they were so funny. She was very independent, and She was a guidance counselor in a school and had finished college, which at that time was rare.
Amazing, yeah.
Yeah, she was awesome.
She was, and she was funny. And the girls, actually, the two older ones, because we proceeded after that, when Bob got out of school, we had another daughter, and then we had a third daughter, and then we had our son. But that was over several years, like 10-year span. But the two older girls would go visit my mother, and yes, they made videos, and they made fun of my mother, she laughed hysterically, because she had this scary, scary basement.
Yeah.
And they would go down in the bay. It was kind of fun when you went to see her. And my mother also, do you remember, Shannon, how she drove around the curves of the mountains of Tennessee?
She drove really slow on the interstate, and then around the curvy roads, she would go flying, and it was the most frightening experience. So, yeah.
I never could figure that out. It was like 30 miles an hour on the interstate and 60 on the curvy roads of Tennessee. I guess she was just used to growing up there and wanting to show us. So, but anyway, as the oldest daughter, it's kind of a hard thing to be, or the oldest child.
No. It's pretty hard to be the oldest child, but there's advantages.
There's advantages, that's for sure. But then when your mom goes to work and leaves.
But before she went to work, she also worked. So they called you Valerie Volunteer.
Yeah, I was a volunteer. That's true.
And she decided to set us out to learn how to sell. And she would send me and Courtney out with our Easter baskets to sell food every day to the workers in the construction workers in our neighborhood. Yeah. So she'd drive us and drop us off, and we'd run up to the men and say, "Hey, mister," we didn't really say this, but "Hey, mister, you want a biscuit?" But we didn't say that really. We sold them really good food, and they actually loved it. We were like the first food trucks.
Yeah, you were. We think we probably invented.
We predated the food trucks.
Yeah, we think we pretty much did.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were like 5 and 8, I guess, or something like that. But it seemed like a great opportunity. Of course, I lost money on the deal, but they learned a lot from it. But a lot of those recipes that we got up early in the mornings and made are now being made in Love Means Coffee House, which is interesting. So it's carried through 50 years or so, 45 years or whatever. And we now use those recipes here. I was always teaching you guys sales techniques, I think. Mm-hmm. Although you're the only one that turned out to be a salesperson.
I think Ryan can sell.
Well, Ryan could sell, but Ryan can sell. He's the most, he's a very charming individual.
Yes. But that was even before you were selling.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that was before I was selling. But then when
we moved to Houston.
Yeah, that's when I started selling.
Yes.
Because we had four kids and it needed to be. So I started selling, took it very seriously. And then I brought the kids into the business at their young ages of 3, 5, 8, and 10 or something like that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, every holiday on the 4th of July.
Yep. We'd go deliver flags into everyone's yard.
And I was,
Mom would organize and we would run.
Yeah.
So we were team red, white, and blue.
Right.
And Mom didn't seem to do as much running as we did, but she was
I was driving the car around.
She had to drive the car.
Yeah.
We did flags. We did cookbooks. We did, I mean, we would ride in a, I remember riding around and giving away little stockings that Gago made.
My mother made 200 stockings and we went around singing Christmas carols and three people came out. Remember, that's all.
Yeah.
We had 200 stockings. That didn't go over well.
But that was a yearly event. Each of those, the flags and the... And the cookbooks.
Yeah.
Those were
That was always fun.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, I think, you know, growing up as teenagers, girls, a lot of mothers and daughters have a lot of problems. But I think because we had the three girls, they could share in their frustrations with their mom, about their mom. And so it didn't always get to me. It was always like they would just kind of gang up and decide, you know, okay, we're going to bear with this because we know how to work mom. So it actually turned out well to have sisters. It really did. I think. Yeah. Two sisters. And so the middle sister though, kind of takes the bruising, I think. And that's our little Courtney who, is just,
I raised her. She's fine.
Shannon raised Courtney, got her out of her bad thing. We think part of Courtney's problem, I've got a funny story about
Courtney. She
doesn't
have a problem.
No. She did have a problem when she was growing up. She would always appear in our room at night, like hovering over, looking at us, and we'd wake up and like, But anyway, she skipped the third grade.
She's real smart. She's gifted and talented. I'm not.
Yeah.
By the way, I would like to mention that I was tested multiple times to be gifted and talented like my sister, but I kept being returned to the room telling me that I was neither gifted nor talented.
Courtney was super gifted, obviously, because they decided she should just skip the third from the second to the fourth. Later on, we found out that she missed a lot that year.
It's formative, the third grade.
Very formative. And she would have learned to write cursive. Then we found out one strange day that she didn't realize that December followed November. That was scary. That was a scary thing she didn't learn by not being in the third grade. But she got through and she went on to college. Everybody went to UT.
We all went to UT.
You graduated from UT first.
Courtney failed accounting and then got a master's in accounting.
Yes. Courtney. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is the story of Courtney. Courtney failed accounting the first semester she took accounting. And then later on, I think she decided she wanted to go into the accounting, the gifted accounting program at the University of Texas after failing accounting.
So that was when she stopped wanting to be an astronaut.
Well, that's true. That was her first wish to be an astronaut. So I went up and talked to the actual head of the entire accounting department at the University of Texas and talked her way back into the accounting program. And then she graduated with honors, mm-hmm. which was amazing. And Dr. Waters came up to me that day and shook my hand. Like
the only more amazing thing was Ryan talking himself back into UT.
Oh my God. That is a story that Shannon has to tell because she's got the book that Ryan, it's a
letter that he wrote after making a 0.0 one semester, which
his first semester in college, he made it zero by not going to class
ever. But then he decided to write a note that said that he was like a rat in a labyrinth. Mm-hmm. And he realized that he doesn't want to do blue collar work his whole life. And he thinks he has learned the valuable lesson that one has to go to class to succeed at college.
Yeah.
And they let him back in.
They did.
Oddly.
They did. The ones of us that are salespeople, I think, like Shannon and Ryan are my two salespeople in the family. I think we have a way of of getting people, you know, talking people through things. I won't say talking them into things, but when you talk them through things, and that's the most important thing.
That's it.
But I do remember going to school for you a couple of times, and one thing was you were being bullied.
I was being bullied, and Mom walked right into the gym.
We'll be careful how we say. We'll tell this a little lighter than it happened, but go ahead.
Well, she walked into the gym and just told those girls that she could have that taken care of if she wanted to for a small sum of money. That was in the days when parents were allowed to roam the school halls. I don't think she would be allowed in a school building today.
That would be in jail for 10 years for what I did back then. But you know, the funny thing is that girl never bullied you again, did she?
She
didn't,
no.
So a little threat here and there. Never hurt
anybody.
Goes
a long way.
And then I also remember a calculus class you were taking. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was my big rebellion was I didn't want to take calculus. And they didn't want to let me out of calculus.
They wouldn't. Klein High School had never let anybody out of a class once they began.
So Mom got me out of calculus.
Yeah, so we went to the principal. Actually, Dad went too.
Yeah.
Dad always sits there silent, and Mom's always like, so here's the thing. You know, she has this terrible anxiety, and this calculus is going to put her over the top.
And I didn't have to take it.
No, we got her out of that class. So we would always go to school and defend our children, that's for sure, because they were always right.
Mm-hmm. Pretty
Not
much.
Quite, but yeah, some of the things that then our third child, Rory, who's our attorney child, that we put through school to be a lawyer. And after 1 year, she became a mother instead. So she had a lot of instances, too, that we went to. Everybody had things that we went to school for. More often Ryan than anybody, just trying to keep him in school.
Yeah.
He went to three schools during high school. Ended up at John Cooper. I have a picture of him in his cap and gown with his gold tassel on for the National Honor Society. And I was like, Ryan, you're not in the National Honor Society. And he's like, yeah, I know. I just have the tassel. I'm like, okay, well, great. But he's our funny boy today. We all love him. And he's out in California. And we miss him. And he's our chocolate man. He's the one that started Love Beans as a business of his when he was in Costa Rica. And he started...
That's a podcast for another day.
Yeah. Well, Ryan, there's a podcast of Ryan.
I know. I'm just talking about Costa Rica.
Oh, yeah. Well, Costa Rica. Well, that's kind of cute, though. A little story there, isn't it? How many more times would you ever go to Costa Rica if you had the opportunity?
I'll never return to Costa Rica. I hate Costa Rica. Unreasonably, there's too much to this story. We'll have to visit this another time.
It was a horrible experience. Shannon thought it was going to be great to go with her mom to Costa Rica to visit her brother, and it ended up being we were
working in a coffee house, sweating the whole time.
Yeah, and in their house and everything else while they had maids. But that you're right, that is a story for another day. But the one thing that I always taught the children, which you know, the greatest gift a mother can have is to have. It is her children. I mean, they're just, mine were the greatest gifts, even with all the little ups and downs, which every family has, but we've always stuck together. And it's just been the greatest experience to watch them grow and then to watch them, their children grow. And I was there when Shannon had Ethan and when she had Grace, and I was in the room, and it's an awesome experience to have your own child have a child. I mean, it's unbelievable. So that was a great experience for me. And now we have 9 grandchildren. And Shannon's son, Ethan, is our oldest. And he's a dear, dear boy. Grace is her other daughter, And she is coming today and start her internship with us this summer like she has for the past 3 summers, I think. And I'm hoping she will be able to take over the business someday because my first choice was this person sitting here with me today. To go into business with me when you got...
And I did.
You did, yeah. When you graduated from college.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And so she came to work as...
I already had my license.
Yep, she did.
And started then, working with you.
And then we got...
Got us fired. You got us fired from Forest Associates.
Well, that's
a little... That's another story for another time.
Well, no, we can delve into that a little bit. But what happened was I had started out my real estate career with Merrill Lynch, who was then sold to, with McGirton Company. And they were sold to Merrill Lynch. And then Merrill Lynch sold to Prudential. And I decided to leave and go with this boutique company called Forest and Associates, which was kind of bad to begin with because I was Forrester and they were Forest. And they needed help in building their team. So I brought a lot of the agents with me over there. And then as I don't know if you've all ever been through something like this, but it's like everybody around you is like, you know, this is a terrible place. We need to leave. Beth, you need to start a company so we can all leave. So Beth did that. Beth went and started thinking about starting a new company. And then
they asked us to please leave.
Yeah, the two owners of the company were single women, and they were a little intimidated. Sometimes people are intimidated by me. It's hard to believe, but they are. But anyway, they were intimidated. So they called us into their office, Shannon and I, and basically said, you're going to leave. And we've contacted all of your...
I went down to the Houston Board of Realtors registered us because I was a broker.
You had gotten your broker's license. We were we were anticipating this happening. So, yeah. So you went down and registered.
And you ordered some signs, and we moved into the new home sales office Wimbledon Forest.
Yeah.
And you called all of our sellers, and they all said they'd go with us, even though we didn't know where we were going.
Yeah. We had 40 sellers at the time, so we just... did a quick swing into action, and my assistant went with us, and my best friend, Thelma, she's like, well, I'm not sure if I'm going to go. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Yes, you're going to go. So we started Forrester & Company back then in 91. And then when did you up and leave me, Shannon, and break my heart?
I can't remember the year, but I did.
It was the worst year of your life.
It was the hardest, the most difficult conversation I've probably ever had, but I got a job at a pharmaceutical company and decided to pursue that instead. So
yeah,
and that's when Dad came in.
Yeah, that's when your dad was finishing up his career, basically. I mean, in a little early, but anyways, he had a new job, and so anyway, then we decided to bring him into the business. And why did you decide to get out of real estate?
It's too stressful. at the time, I was very young.
Yeah.
People are very emotional about buying and selling homes. And I didn't have the experience of buying and selling a home yet. And I didn't really feel qualified necessarily to deal with people who were doing that. And I didn't understand their level of emotion. And it stressed me out, honestly.
And also people saying no.
You know, I don't like no.
Yeah. We don't like no in our family either. So we... So she did go, and it was heartbreaking, but at the time, too, it was the best thing she'd done, because now she is just, she receives accolades all the time from her company. She's now with Genentech, and she's just a fabulous sales, well, she was a fabulous salesperson. Now she's more in the management side of it, but you like to, and what did we, I was going to touch on this a while ago, and I forgot. I said the one thing we always talked about in our family, which was this... A little engine that could.
Oh.
I think I can. People would give me trains and all sorts of things because that was my motto, that you can do anything you want to do if you just really try. It's all up to you. I think sometimes in today's world, we kind of forget that. A lot of, you know, a lot of dependency on other people, a lot of dependency on the world, the government and everything else. But I think we taught independence to all of our girls and our son, too.
Mm-hmm.
And all my girls are very, very independent people. Courtney's so independent that she lives in Scotland and has since she got married 20-something years ago and has three children over there that I'd love to see. And we have all sorts of fun when we do get together. Funs and fights. F and F. We have funs and fights when we get together. It's like any big family. It's like you do the best you can. We have a lot of funny memories that we can't talk about, a lot of them, but some we can. I was trying to think of, so then you went to Genentech at that point in time, and then we started Forrester & Company until I sold it, and we opened up a Woodlands office, and we sold the whole company to Coal Banker. So now Gracie, my granddaughter, we're hoping that she will come and help fulfill my lifelong desire to have a child take over the business.
Yes.
And she helps with real estate and with the Love Beans. So where are you now, Shannon?
I moved to Nashville almost 3 years ago with work, and I'm still there. I love Tennessee. That's where I was born. And I feel like it's where I kind of like to be the most. But I can do that knowing that Grace is close to mom and dad here, and I don't have to worry too much about that. And
Ethan's with you.
And Ethan's with me out there, and I'm just visiting here this weekend for Mother's Day to see mom and Grace.
And also tomorrow's her birthday. Happy birthday, Shannon.
Thanks, Mom.
I have to look back at a long time ago
when you were nine.
When I was nine. One of the youngest mothers ever, 9 years old. But anyways, I wanted to have Shannon today since she's here and to do this great podcast on Mother's Day. And like I said, all of my children are a blessing, and the grandchildren even more blessing. It's always true. They say, I wonder why you don't have grandchildren first. But these grandchildren of mine are fabulous. But I love my kids, and we're very close. We talk every day, mm-hmm. no matter where they are in this world. And even Ryan, we talked to Ryan last night. Mm-hmm. He's our... He's everybody's baby. They tease me because he's
her favorite.
He's my favorite. Mm-hmm. But they tease me about that. But I think he's all of their favorites, too, to tell you the truth.
Yes. He drives the positivity train.
Yeah, he does. That's every time we get down when we're all together, he's like, I'm on the positivity train, the whatever, yeah. positivity train.
Yeah, whatever.
The whatever positivity train. So anyway... All this, we hope everybody out there has a great Mother's Day with their family around. If you can't be around your family, get on the Zoom or the FaceTime and enjoy your family, your grandchildren, anybody in the neighborhood here. Come to Love Beans on Mother's Day morning and get your mama the best cup of coffee that she's probably ever had, unless she's been here before. So... Shannon, we're going to have some fun.
Thanks, Mom.
This weekend. Grace will be here in a little bit. We're going to go out and have some fun and get ready for Grace to move in.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Thanks. And truly, truly, have a great Mother's Day and a wonderful weekend. Take care. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Art of Real Estate. Don't forget to follow at Beth Ferrister on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Art of Real Estate on Apple Podcasts.